You are now entering the prism.
Oh no. Please don't hurt yourself.
It was gonna be poop.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next episode of Chill Prison Podcast.
Russ almost shits himself yet again.
Oh no, you're gonna have to bleep that.
No. This is never gonna show up on YouTube.
Okay.
Judging by the reaction we got to a brand new game on the day of release, it's never gonna show up on YouTube.
I was speechless.
Yeah.
That I
was asleep.
I didn't know what to say.
All right. Shh. Audience.
That peaked.
Just be glad you don't have to share the small studio room with him.
Yeah. We need some COVID borders.
That one had a nice bouquet. Bouquet? What, how do you say it when you're talking about scents? Is it bouquet? Bukkake. Well,
I guess you could inhale that if you wanted.
It had a nice bukkake.
I wouldn't. That's a recipe for...
That's a recipe for
white lungs.
That's a recipe for face children.
It's a recipe for fun.
Chin children.
Chin baby!
It's so gross.
That sounds like a racial slur for Asian people. Chin baby.
You want to hear my...
I love that. I love just letting his jokes breathe.
I can't wait till we can get this recorded so you guys, so the fucking listener can see your faces every time that happens.
We like look at each other just to confirm that it wasn't. Like, do we...
Who wants to save this time?
It's so fucked up because you will pity laugh for me, but I will not reciprocate.
Yeah, my pity laugh is... Or how does it? How does my pity laugh go? I haven't done it in a little bit because I don't see you very often anymore.
I don't know. I've forgotten. I haven't had the pity in so long.
Tell a joke that you find funny. No, don't, please. I don't want to contemplate killing myself.
It's coming. Here we go.
I don't have one.
Okay.
Weak.
Shut up. Well, what was that thing that you were saying? Because we don't have our existence implied yet.
I was just trying to come up with something.
I know. Wasted opportunity.
Mjolnir implies the existence. Shut up. I have one. Mjolnir implies the existence of both a donkey deer and a horse deer doing it.
I okay. All right.
Well, I have.
So today,
I stayed in as long as I could.
I was tickling his ankle with my bare toe. I'm sitting on the floor.
Ew.
Because Eric stole my fucking chair.
Yeah, it was a dominance move.
Yeah, it was a power play.
No, it was absolutely it was opportunistic as fuck. Opportunity.
All right.
Yeah. I refused to sit in one of your plebe chairs.
An opportunity to display my dominance. I looked you in the eye and sat in your chair and did not get up.
Dude, your pants that you
and
wear...
And you sat on the floor.
Listen, Eric.
What?
Do your pants that you wear on a daily basis have a zipper?
Nope.
Then every moment is not an opportunity to show your dominance. Because all it takes is a simple action of the zipper.
Who said I need a zipper?
Wait, unless he's...
You just pull up your pant leg.
I can just burst through.
He just kicks down his ankle sock.
I'll just shake my ankle a little bit.
It's like,
did you think you were tickling my ankle with your toe?
Oh my God.
That's why you're sticking your leg straight out.
That would be amazing. I was trying to think about what I wanted to be for Halloween.
I'm
just going to be a pervert. I'm just going to like tape like a really convincing dildo to like the bottom of my ankle.
And then just walk around children trying to get candy from adults. Is that what you're saying for Halloween?
I give candy. I'm I'm a pervert, sir.
So you open the door, dick hanging out of your pant leg, and somebody goes, trick or treat. And
you are you supposed to be dressed as, Timmy? And I just kind of scratch my ankle for a little too long as I'm making eye contact.
And you go, oh, it's definitely number two for you.
And in the most like sultry voice possible, you go, I'm a giver.
The fuck?
That's so uncomfortable. Just to listen to.
Okay. We should go trick or treating as a podcast.
Just like put the whole setup on a wagon and like.
Can we do that like early? And why? Release it on Halloween?
Why? Do you have a thing to go do on Halloween?
Yes.
Unacceptable.
What's that? What are you going to do? Go to some gay party and smoke gay weed? Because weed's for gays?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing. It's Pride Month.
Pride Month.
Like 3 months ago.
What are we drinking?
Vague. Recycle. I don't know
blurred
what that's on there for.
Blurred what?
Blurred. Vague.
Vague with a V, like a hard V.
Yeah.
Or a German W. Okay, I was just making sure.
Recycle. Fuzzy. Warning. Succulent. Recycle. Dilemma. Swim. Nebulous. Recycle.
Stroke.
Independently handcrafted. Durango 6.5 ABV. Alk by Vol. Hazy. The IPA. India Pale Ale. Ska Brewing. Durango Co. 12 fluid ounces.
I swear to God, if I pop this top and it doesn't play the trumpet, I'm going to be mad.
Lip up, fatty.
What the fuck? Can we make a new I okay, so we're like on season 3,000. Well,
I think we're in 4.
At least for what's been released so far, we're into season 3, right? And we haven't come up with really any new material. Let's
be
honest.
Has my episode been out yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You've had like you've had 3 or 4 releases. Come up with a new rule to make the new brew review more interesting?
What's that?
We don't taste, we chug and then give a reference.
I'm 100% on board with that.
Are you going to be good with
minimum
that?
A minimum of half of your beer has to be gone.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not going to chug the entire can.
I know you, Eric.
I know you. You leave full cans just laying on the table when you leave.
You disappoint me.
That I have to finish off.
Because he's not a wasteful slut.
You're welcome.
Because
slut.
I'm not cheap. And I don't waste my free beers.
Yeah, I'm definitely cool with that.
Voting now. All in favor?
Say gay.
Gay?
Gay? Okay.
Are we doing that now or?
Yes. I don't know what season we're on.
Are we drinking like straight out of the can or still pouring it into our glasses?
Let me pour. I'm not done pouring and I don't have a nice glass to pour into, so I got a lot of head.
Whose fault is that?
The dishwashers. Ladies and gentlemen, I broke my glass.
You are the dishwasher.
This is true. I have a vagina and boobies. That was an anti-feminist joke.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. She's not here. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife left me for another woman and anime. She is currently on her way to Tulsa to see an anime convention.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Can you blame her
is
for leaving
Akon?
You? I mean,
I don't fucking know. Akon's not going to be there. You think Akon watches anime?
Of course he does.
It's Akon, dude.
Smack that all on the floor. Smack that. Give me some more.
I'm pretty sure it's Eminem.
It's Akon and Eminem.
Oh.
I thought I knew something about rap for a second. I was like, guys, I can correct him.
No, I was dead wrong.
Am I blacker than you? Eric, you have your pass. Say it.
Say it. Finally, I get my chance.
Fucking Kool-Aid man busts through the
look
door and
head.
Slaps you.
Look at his head.
Oh, that looks like a cartoon.
Wipe
beer.
It off.
You need a knife, just like a knife, and just like shave it off. Oh, that's against the rules.
It went into my lungs.
listener.
You're a really handsome man.
He just slobbed out.
Listener, I came to work drunk today. Here, he did. Not to my real job where I make actual money.
Not to the clown.
To
car
my
factory.
Fake job where I don't make any money.
All right, let's go ahead and just try this. Let's get a minimum of half. This is hazy AF because I can't see crap
this
through it.
This looks like the pulpiest fucking orange juice I've ever seen.
Yep.
That's disgusting. I can tell. You know what?
It's going to have some serious flavor.
That's hilarious.
Please?
You know what?
I'm confused on how we're going to do it. There we go. Just transfer his energy to me.
Yeah, I'll transfer his energy onto you.
It's great.
It tastes like an IPA.
Yeah. It's delicious. It looks like orange juice, tastes like orange juice.
I didn't taste a single orange in that. Wait. That's how you eat pussy.
Has your wife ever requested you do it again?
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Took a wild guess on that.
Don't eat pussy like a wet chipmunk.
Oh my goodness. I should hold a master class. And how to
for the male listeners of this podcast, I want to know. Send in your responses. It's funny because there are none. Let me know what you think.
Yep.
Moving on.
So
I had a question, but that one was better.
Last episode, I had made a promise.
We made a deal.
I swore by it.
Do you guys remember the Cheddar Milano? What do we call it?
It's Queso Milano, you swine.
Queso Milano, not Melissa Milano. From Charmed.
I thought it was Alyssa Milano.
You know what?
We don't care, so it's fine. Here, she's a beautiful lady. This is how he feels about her.
No.
This is how he feels about her.
A lot of flatulence.
I've been
a lot of flatulence being released today.
Gut wrenching bass.
So I have actually.
I don't understand why he sniffs the microphone after
it's a long term. It's a long term for science. It absolutely is cathartic for me. But I've made a realization. I think I made it on the first time, but I've just constantly been confirming it. Mic farts smell different.
Real quick.
Than open air farts.
What does cathartic mean?
I don't know. It's one of those words that I heard once and then
I hear people use it all the time and I'm like, I can't really understand what that means.
But before, like 2 years ago, at the very longest, like 2 years ago, you'd never heard the fucking word before. And then all of a sudden you heard it one time and now everybody fucking says it every other sentence and I don't think anybody actually fucking knows what it means.
It's in an old Dance Gavin Dance song. What is wrong with you guys?
Nobody listens to that band!
Whoa.
Get out of
your
own house.
You're opening up a can of worms, dude.
I got a can of worms for you. It's my butthole.
I don't really either, but I know I know a lot of people
go into the closet! So, Dance Gavin Dance, you never had a chance. Like the Offspring song? Okay, I got it. It's fine.
Can I have one of those worms?
Absolutely. I'm trying to
this whole episode is just going to be me bulldozing over his jokes.
Quietly munching on Milano's. I love dead air. It's so fun to cut out. That as well. Yeah. I cut those out as well because
I like them.
They sound very nice when we're recording.
But post.
But post export, they sound like a noose and not the kind you hang yourself with.
You sound like a moose.
It's better. Can I have another beer?
No.
Yeah. I'm thirsty.
So what about this Queso Milano sold you?
The taste and everything else.
Wait.
You already dipped into it.
Did you?
Good God, Eric.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck not? Longer.
I thought there was going to be some ceremony to this.
Well, I think you eat it first, and then you... Let's discuss if it's the same as the other kind of cheese.
As the port wine. It's obviously not. There's going to be some subtle
differences.
It's
definitely not.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but it's definitely not as good.
Way to save yourself.
I'm glad it's a recommendation. Not alone in that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you both. Maybe you guys were just more drunk at that point in time.
That's
not a factor.
That was the most amazing flavor I've ever put in my mouth, and I've had the best dick.
Nice,
my own.
That's high praise.
My own.
So just
trained,
you know,
in the art of the wall walking monk.
Not quite as good, in our opinion.
Can you guys remind the listener what a Queso Milano is?
No. Oh, they were there.
They better have been. For the new listeners, though,
they can go back and listen to the last episode.
Yeah, we're trying to accumulate more listens.
I don't know if you understand how this business works, Ben, but you kind of don't want to give them. You leave them with wanting, you know, more, so they don't leave and go, I've had enough.
I think that's how all of Let's Play episodes have gone. Yeah.
I got like seven false plays and then one true play.
What do you mean seven false plays?
Because you were watching the stats for our viewership of the Let's Play.
No,
and then when I'd gone later.
No, the stats I watch, I got those from the studio app, not from the actual video itself. So I didn't watch any of the videos. I didn't pull them up on my phone at all.
Oh, well.
All the plays that we have are organic.
Oh, so all one of them? All one play? Oh, man.
My wife has made it to Tulsa. Just thought I'd let you morons know.
Tell her I am proud of her and, you know, I'm waiting for the announcement. No. Confirm she has my address, please.
No.
Please. Please.
That's a lot.
I gave you a beer.
I can't even see right now.
What did you drink?
This whiskey that is as thick as honey. It also tastes like honey. But it's 35%.
Is it honey whiskey?
I drank half the bottle, yeah. It's not honey, Jack. It's a different one. It's like really thick. And it's got like a beehive for the cap or for the lid. It's delicious. I could literally take the bottle and just go glug, 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 and it doesn't hurt my throat, and it's 35%. It's not, you know, 45% like most whiskeys, but still 35%, and I could literally kill myself with that and not even know that I'm drunk yet.
So,
it's a lot fucking better than it should be.
Yeah!
Right?
Yeah!
It's a lot fucking better than it should be.
It's one of us.
One of us. One of us. One of us. Whip it out.
Listener, if you choose to try
I
think it's vital.
Suck my dick.
I think
daddy?
It's.
Daddy?
It's vital that you get the caramel macchiato version because the coffee flavor really sells it.
Absolutely. That's why I was afraid we weren't going to be able to do it again, because it seems like that's a limited, like, time run type of thing.
Yeah, I think it's just a regular cookie they make. I'm assuming it is, because I never had any problems finding it.
Listener, no matter... hold on, I accidentally hit a video about Gabby Petito's murder. It's somber. I accidentally hit a notification from YouTube. Anyway, listener, that sad thing beside the point, dipping the thing, random things in cheese and putting them in your mouth will make your life better.
Yep.
Just on a, like, you know, some could be bad, but most are good. I would say at the very least 100% of them would be good.
So if you're the type of person that on your Tinder profile puts, I'm just looking for someone to do my adventure with, trying to live my adventure.
This isn't good.
This is your adventure. You don't know it yet, but this is your adventure.
I thought you were going to make a joke about Gabby Petito.
Oh, no.
That's so fucked up.
Her bitch didn't turn out well. And you know what would have saved her?
The Queso Milano.
Queso closed.
Ah! I rest my queso!
God. I want to go home.
It tastes less good now.
People of the world, I am sorry. He is the one of us 7 billion that don't take this case seriously.
This case so serious.
We got him. Two out of 7.5 billion. Bam.
I feel accomplished today. I made family sad. This is going to be quoted out of context, and I don't know how, but it will.
Context they quoted out of.
They're going to find a way to spin it.
What are you doing?
I thought you were taking my cheese, and I was just going to sit here on the floor like a little bitch.
No, you're going to dip that.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Don't talk about your mom
like
that.
He fucking broke it off.
Inside
in the
queso?
I'm going to break one off inside you if you're not careful.
In your cheese.
It broke again!
Stop threatening me with a good time.
No, I'm pre-breaking them in half so I don't double dip. Did you?
No, I broke
You did not
time.
Double dip.
No, I broke, shut up. I broke the broken another time.
Okay, you quartered it.
Bro, not like, quartered. What I do is rough I just... quarter. I don't pre-break it in half. I just turn it around. But decide if I really just dip it once.
Yeah, I'll put the whole thing in your mouth.
Yeah, but
oh yeah.
All right. But if I do decide, here,
we're just passing the queso like a joint.
Yeah, I'll demonstrate for you.
Okay,
that's what I do.
Pulls his dick out.
Take one whole Milano.
Okay, and try to peek past the laptop. Yeah.
A bit of cheese. I don't
so
like
he's
a lot.
Going, he's rotating like a, around the circumference to a small degree. He's getting a conservative amount of cheese.
Yeah, I like about that much. Just kind of around to like coat the top. Just around the tip. Just to coat the tip.
Okay.
Take a bite.
Hey, can we have a moment of silence for Gabby Petito? Actually.
Please.
I really got a
Please
fart,
continue.
I'm going to cut that last part out. Moment of silence.
Oh, no!
I really hope that's not...
That sounded productive in the worst way possible.
But there was a silent third one.
You know what? Let's go ahead and pass
Can we
back
kick him
this
out of
way.
The podcast?
No, he goes to a homeless man. We lose that ownership after that.
That one smelled different.
I'll pass it back this
anyways,
way real quick.
But yeah, now...
Get you another.
I take the side that I didn't bite off of.
There you go.
And just dip that.
I like it.
You know, same deal, same deal.
Okay,
just
I didn't shit my
repeat,
pants.
Repeat, coat the tip.
How do you know?
I rubbed my cheeks together on the floor and it wasn't slippery, it was hairy.
It's not slippery anymore, it's wet.
Slippery,
it's on the back of your pants.
Slippery. Oh, I'd feel that, it'd instantly get cold.
It's in your hands. I'm so scared to hand you the cheese because I think it may be bad by the time I get it back.
I mistake it for the fart, Mike.
And queso Milano's and beer probably don't go mix too well for his gas issues.
Mm-hmm. His tender little gut. But yeah, that's significantly better than it should be.
I think I figured out the most efficient way to do this.
Oh, ooh. Drill method. I like it. Good rotation, top and bottom. Okay.
I'll be the judge of that.
For science. Speaking of, we haven't done a for science in quite some time. This may qualify to some degree as a for science, but I don't think it doesn't have the true nature.
I think the whole reason that we got you to try it is because we claimed for science.
Yeah. But it's weak. My stomach was weak on that day, and that's why I didn't do it. Otherwise, I would have done it.
Sure. You can tell yourself that.
I will, because it's the truth. The listener does know. I'm a man of integrity.
That you're a little boy.
You're a little boy.
A little boy who's a picky eater.
That's not the case.
Who only eats second-day sandwiches. who won't even need a hand sanitized sandwich and will give it to his subordinates instead. Bastard.
What did I do?
The poison sandwich that you gave me? That your significant otherin made you? But she thought you it was like on the counter or whatever.
Oh, yeah, when we wiped it down with, like, the Lysol wipes.
Yeah, it was delicious, and I didn't have much diarrhea.
But it was there.
I mean, did it's it always, eat you? Diarrhea is always present.
It just comes in different forms?
Even if it's a solid shit, there's a little bit of liquid in there. You know those cheap squirt guns you get from the dollar store? There's always one pull of that trigger when I shit. You don't have that. Gotcha.
Yep.
Like,
this is new to me.
I'm pretty sure healthy. I have ulcerative colitis.
You may.
Which is just canker sores of the colon, basically. It runs in the family. And by runs in the family, I mean we all suck at taking care of our bodies in my family.
You have the runs in the family?
Yeah, I was about to say, you literally have the runs. It's your
yeah,
gift.
That joke was there. I just
it's
didn't.
Your fucking birthright.
I just didn't want to tell a bad one, so.
You didn't want to stew. Oh,
lucky yeah. for you, Eric's here to pick the low-hanging fruit for you.
I got some low-hanging fruit.
It means his ball sack.
They're the size of peaches because they were bitten.
You need to see a physician immediately.
They have the little peach fuzz, too.
He's only going to eat them if they have peach fuzz.
Dude, I have a story. You just reminded me of a story. So, when I was 12, maybe. I was down here on family vacation with my parents didn't come with us, so it was just me and my two brothers at living or staying with my grandparents.
How'd you get a vacation with just you?
Every summer, for the majority of the summers, my parents didn't get the time off, so my grandparents would come and pick us up.
Okay.
And bring us down here. We stay with them for like 2 weeks. So. I was 12 years old and I had just taken or like I had just learned that hairy balls were a thing, right? Like, just from like the fifth grade like single seminar where they separate the boys and girls so that they can tell the girls that they're gonna have a period.
Right.
And they tell the boys, you know, don't say dick in public, and also this is what it looks like scientifically when you cut it in half and it's a black and white sheet of paper and everybody just kind of laughs and then you go and you know you're gonna be so just so you know starting like probably last week the girls that are your age are gonna be really bitchy and in a couple years you're gonna go through what they're going through but it's gonna be fine for you and you're not gonna have many issues but you're gonna have hair on your stuff. Like, that's literally the talk
right.
that you get, that I got in fifth grade from our teacher.
I'm going to interject right here because this is pertinent to immediately what you just said.
Because in Oklahoma, you don't get that talk? They just hand out?
We did get that talk, but we were actually given useful information.
Bro, I don't even
remember.
They
told us what a boner was.
Oh, and they said, I mean, they told and they, us that type of and stuff.
On top of that, they said, this is a valid reason for you to grab a binder. Hold it approximately waist level.
They did say something like that. I do remember. Yeah, I remember something like that, actually.
They told you how to conceal your boner?
Yes. You know what they never told me, though? And that's the real crime?
Not to tape it down.
They never told me about the up-tug.
Yeah,
you grab the dragon by the neck, and then you like belt it down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They never told me that. I use that to this fucking day.
It's like Skyrim.
I'm using it right now.
When they jack up the dragon.
So,
imagine that, but in the waistband.
So your fifth grade meeting.
So this was like just after this when I came down here to stay with my grandparents. It's just after that school year, and that was the year that I learned that hairy balls were a thing. I didn't realize that. I mean, I guess I subconsciously knew that when I would like see my dad's dick on accident when I was like four. But, like, what? It's a different thing. You've never. Don't.
I've never seen my dad's penis.
Don't fucking repress your shit.
That's an absolute lie.
I've gotten close. I've accidentally walked in on
you've
the.
You've taken a shower with your dad, and I can guarantee it.
No, I've not. I've never done that.
That's true. I would draw the line.
Absolutely not.
Ben's never done that.
If you're the only one that has, maybe something needs to be discussed.
I have that. Just like that's but, my one like open heart
hole.
Am I incriminating my family right now? Anyway, whatever. So
why haven't you guys drank your beers?
Because I've been talking. So the
I got distracted.
Oh, I drank the first one, the first gulp. But anyway,
I'm proud of you.
So we're down here.
Like your dad was proud of you when you saw his pee-pee.
No, his father.
Okay.
As opposed to like the cardinal and the pope. Anyway, fuck the Catholic Church.
They'll fuck you.
No, I'm over 18. So I was down here, and it was me, my older brother, and my little brother, and like maybe my cousin or something like that. And I don't know. I really, honestly, don't remember how my brain came to this through whatever conversation, where my train of thought got this from. But I was like, yeah, I have hair in my balls, and. You know the record scratch that stops a movie?
Yeah.
It was like that in real life. My older brother and my grandpa both just stopped everything that was going on, kicked everybody except for my older brother and me and him out of the shop and went, it's time for a shop talk. And we only get those every once in a while where grandpa, me...
Talk shop?
Yeah. But it's funny. It's funny because grandpa has this big jar of dill pickles always in the fridge, and you just
in the shop fridge.
No, we okay. go inside, we each get a pickle, and we go out to the shop, we sit in a circle and figure out what the fuck's going on. So and remember you saying peach fudge reminded me of this story.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
So I had mentioned that I had hairy balls and I was like 11 or 12 years old. So we're talking. I remember it being like maybe 10 to 12 minutes of us just going like, and then somehow they realized through how I was describing what I was experiencing that they're like, so it's kind of like, you know, like when you have a peach that's ripe, it's just, you know, like kind of fuzzy. And I was like, yeah, like that. And both my grandfather, who couldn't walk or stand up on his own, and my older brother were rolling on the floor fucking laughing. Because they took the situation so differently than what they, like, they assumed something. And I was just like, yeah, it's hair. It's yeah. there, and I'm growing it. I'm gonna be a man yeah. soon. And they're just fucking dying.
That is beautiful. That's such a beautiful, touching moment from such a gross, gross place.
Now,
a gross, necessary place.
I know you have the... I know you're answered the question because you introduced me to this fact. Do you know what it's like? What do you remember the feeling of not having hair on your nether regions?
No.
It's time for
science.
For science.
You will be tasked...
No, we're bringing it in.
Are we going to not tell him?
No, you can tell him.
I've shaved.
Okay. Shaving is
like, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Like, yeah, not like...
You've probably trimmed. I don't think you've yeah, actually shaved.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Even when you shave, it's not the same because you have the goosebumps.
That's true.
Yeah.
You I've have shaved, like the naked like, turkey.
I know it's not the same. Like, I still kind of feel it.
Yeah.
But...
We're about to end this.
No, same? I don't. I do not remember. No.
You will have a stark flashback... If you nair your underwear region.
All of it. Front, back, all so the bits to
in
the shits.
Season
have
one.
You guys done that?
So, absolutely. Well, he does it regularly because, you know, he's kind of into dudes. But,
well, kinda. Dude, I kind of want to nair my asshole because.
Absolutely. Well, listen.
Dude,
listen.
Mine's bad.
So, yeah, so is mine.
I was about to say, every dude's beehole is
yeah, it's like bad.
Like,
so,
bad,
like,
bad.
In one of our first episodes,
in there, dude. I asked my dad one time, a couple of years ago, I was like,
how do I fix this?
Yeah, I was like, Dad, I'm getting...
Getting nuts!
He was sitting on the couch watching NASCAR, and I come downstairs, and I'm like, hey, Dad?
You ruined his NASCAR? You took him from NASCAR for this?
Turn left! Yeah. Turn left! What?
It was important. Let me rephrase. I woke him up from NASCAR.
There we go.
Let's fucking go, yeah. Brandon.
So I woke him up from NASCAR, and I was like, hey, Dad. I have a problem that I need your advice on. Okay.
Did they like shake him awake? He all of a sudden got scared.
Yeah. Oh my god, my son's about to come out.
He fucking like mutes the TV and like
he just leaves. He's like, hold on, let me get cigarettes first.
I have no son. So I was like, I have a forest in growing in my butt. How do I fix it? And he goes, you don't. He goes, you know what you do? You wait till you're my age until it all falls out.
Oh, what? That's a thing?
I don't, that's what he told me. What? I don't know.
I can look forward to something in my life.
I can have a bald butthole.
But then I realized that you could just nair it.
Yes.
But I haven't done that yet, so...
So this is where it changes.
So in... So let me... Because I experienced with the story.
Yes.
Out of this is shock.
This is one of our first...
One of our... It's like a third one that we did. He brings in a bottle of nair and tasks me for science to nair, at the very least, my underwear region. I did a lot more. And report back the next week. So that night, I get in the shower, nair it up. And by the end of the shower, I'm washing my butt.
Huh. Is it so like a foreign feeling?
Well,
do you feel like you're touching somebody else's asshole?
Well, you're spoiling something. I feel like a Catholic priest almost immediately. And it's a sensation that I don't think a human should ever feel, where they feel like they're committing a crime to a child on themselves. I have never been so uncomfortable, but also so fucking comfortable than that moment where I was like, I can poop again. Because I don't know how you poop, but if I'm sitting down for a while and then I go, nature's calling, I'm going to go sit down in a hole for a minute or two or an hour, depending on how, if I have my phone with me or not. And then I do, and it's like fucking Play-Doh spaghetti, except the spaghetti maker for the Play-Doh machine breaks halfway through and you're just ripping hairs out. Because my butthole hairs create what I call a wicker basket to hold my shit until it's forced fucking through.
Yeah.
About right.
And then on top of that, you have to waste like the whole fucking roll of toilet paper to get it up.
Yeah, that's when so you just live with the dingles.
The dingleberries are insane.
And then you have to attack your wiping game from several angles to make sure you don't have remnants.
Wait, have to take a shower after I shit sometimes.
Yep.
I just do take a shower. If I'm at home and I shit, the first thing I do after I shit is I wipe and then I go take a shower. Sometimes I don't wipe and then I go take a shower. It's one of the clean shits.
That's risky. Okay, yeah. How do you know it's clean though if you don't wipe?
I am so intimate with my shits. Like, I grew up... I am diagnosed with a shitting issue.
Hey, it's all fun and games until your crap, your fucking water goes tan. And then you have to live with the 12 seconds of knowing that your legs are just coated.
That's what the shower's for.
12 seconds of shame? Is that what it's for?
It's the shame shower. Clean, man.
I mean, I've had a couple shame showers.
Oh, we all have.
Excuse me?
Shame showers.
Were you shitting in the shower?
No.
No, it's just like when you take a...
When you crank it, dude.
When you take a dirty shit.
Wait, you crank you it in the shower?
Take a shower?
Yeah, I've cranked in the shower a couple times.
Oh, sorry, that hurts, dude.
I've never cranked it in the shower.
What?
Never cranked it in the shower.
I haven't either.
Listener, this is...
I cranked in the bathtub when I was in high school one time.
Like you sat in the bathtub?
That was like the most painful crank I've ever had in my life.
Did we ever have the conversation of where's the weirdest place we've cranked it?
I think so. I think because
we
talked about...
Mine was in the backseat of my parents' vehicle while all of my family was there.
You are a brave soul.
Okay, yeah, and we talked about the time that when I was in
the casino, casino story?
No, you didn't say anything other than that.
No, it was like the library.
What?
You cranked in a public space? That is beautiful.
I swear I told you this.
That's like one step away.
If we talked about the weirdest places we've cranked it, I've told you this. But just in case you don't remember, Let me paint the picture for you. I'm 19. I'm studying for this massive final.
In either Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Kansas,
or New York City. In the subway.
One of these. I'm just
restaurant, not the subway train.
So I'm studying for this massive final.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go all the way back up to my dorm. So I just decided, like, the library has these, like, private study rooms where you can go and you can just, like, close the door.
Okay.
So I went in there. I closed the door, and then I had a VPN on my computer because, you know, the college
blocked. You're a learned man.
Huh?
You're a learned man.
The college that I went to, which will remain nameless, blocked pornography.
Okay.
So I had a VPN so I could bypass that shit. I locked the door, and, I fucking just went to town. And I'm pretty sure I passed. Pretty sure. Don't remember what class it was for.
Pacify colors, I bet.
But
for some reason, I was imagining a giant library with one of those ladders that slides across the entire span of a bookshelf.
A Beauty and the Beast library.
Yeah. And then, like, there was... And you were on the other side of, like, an aisle, but you, like, kind of, like, moved the books, like, slightly apart, creating a small V where you could look through.
Well, that would have been far more romantic. And then, like, some...
Let me pause you there, because this ain't about to be romantic. And then the librarian.
A sexy librarian?
But not quite sexy. She's sexy adjacent, but you're just so horned up that you're like...
It'll do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That'll and you catch her, like, halfway up, trying to read a book, and she's just there, and you're just werewolfing. You're turning into a werewolf in the middle of a library.
Well, I'm jerking it?
You've never had that happen? You've never werewolfed? The first place I've ever werewolfed was in the shower.
Also, before I forget about this, the famous porn star Kendra Sunderland also masturbated in the library, in her college library, and that's kind of like
that was kind of
like kickstarted her career. So just in case she ever listens to us, Kendra, you and I are one of the same.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Hit me up.
I will hit you up with a beverage.
Where's the weirdest place you've done the deed?
Just like in a car outside of a field.
No,
that's a lie. I got a good one.
Eric?
I don't have a
take.
Story for that. All right. Sorry, I didn't know if you were handing it to me. It looked like you were...
You got a college library. Ben, you want to tell your story? You know
this
my story.
This isn't a crank. This isn't a cranking. This
no,
is
I
a,
know.
This is a lay.
Yeah.
It's a
I
lay.
Have one. And you know mine. At least I told you it at one point.
I really don't have one of these. I haven't had in an interesting... area.
This is going to be very detrimental to my health for me to tell, knowing that the listener knows at least
too many details.
At least 10 of the potential people that it could have happened with.
See, we don't even have to talk about this if you're nervous, if you're not comfortable.
Oh, I'm not nervous. We've gone far enough.
Okay.
We're so far in, it doesn't fucking matter anymore.
Okay. Mine was in my black Mustang.
Why do they have to be black?
Because I've had several Mustang, and this is going to give you
what's
a really good
Mustang.
Mustang.
Okay.
Mustang.
It's like Pokemon.
Pokemon is Pokemon.
My apologies.
Pokemon.
I'd like to formally apologize for my incorrect grammar. mine was in the black Mustang, so you know. I have like an ancient one that's like covered in rust, black one, which was my first one, and then the white one that I drive now.
Black one is always a white boy's first one, if you know what I mean.
I'm very confused.
I am too. I didn't think that whole thing through.
So me and a young lady were seeing each other.
How young? I'm just kidding.
Easy, chief. Me and a young lady were just seeing each other. And we put a pause on like taking our relationship to that spot for a little bit. And I was like, what?
You go, just ignore him.
You go, easy, chief.
Yeah, you're going weird zones. Like, for a cranking story, we can get weird, but for an intimate lovemaking session, no, let's not get.
Yeah, we need.
I need.
We need
you.
Total silence for this. Respect his.
Yeah, tell me where you fucked.
So it was in the Black Mustang, and we were trying to just walk. We were literally just going to go walk at a lake, and
at a lake,
lake.
Nice.
A little wet out there
at the lake.
So we were gonna walk around the lake.
Hopefully I brought my fishing pole.
And we had just, I want to say 3 weeks prior, decided that we're gonna actually like go physical with our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like blowing up the bottom portion of a dam. So that the top debris started coming down too with the rush of water, because everything hit and it hit really hard.
Are you saying that when you came, you had like kidney stones coming out as well?
I gave her kidney stones. So we were trying to find a spot to walk around the lake, because we were going to, you know, walk around the lake with like snow cones or something like that, just hanging out, early relationship stuff. And I guess I was always in the mood. And so when she was in the mood, I was like, let's go. And we were cruising around the lake. She like nudges and say, we should find a spot to park. And I knew exactly what that meant.
Yeah.
Because I'm horned
to do some blow. When you find a spot and then you, that's when you find a spot to eat your Taco Bell.
Exactly.
And get high. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You find that a same exact spot to eat some taco.
So we were cruising around, and it was seven realistic minutes, but to me it felt like 30 minutes of us just like cruising around. Like, I can't find a freaking spot.
Yeah.
I'm nervous because I think someone's about to pull around, because we're talking like 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock
in the afternoon?
Yeah. Daylight. All of the daylight. The most cover that I have is a blanket that we happen to have in the back seat for this very purpose, and then a Star Wars Millennium Falcon window shade, the one on the front of the car. So that's all we have.
Nerd.
Someone like peeks around the side, they're going to see everything.
Someone peeks around the side, they're going to see inside.
Exactly. So we can't find a spot, but I think it was like a Tuesday or a Thursday, some off day like that in the middle of the week. We happened to cruise by a church by the lake. Please bleep that. Please bleep that.
That's a yes.
That's a yes. I'm definitely.
I know which one you're talking about.
I cruise up to that church and no one's there. It's not
a
Wednesday.
What is the name of the church? Because I don't know where that lake is.
Scientology. The Church of Scientology.
Now they're after us. Thanks.
So I cruise behind that church. I know there's not going to be a Wednesday service. I know it's not Sunday.
So it's a church?
No.
Because they have in Sunday services.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it's not
I can tell you more about it later. I'm familiar with it.
I cruise up like right behind the church, and then I also have like a dumpster, which I didn't realize they would have a dumpster back there. It's kind of weird. Fucker.
Behind the church?
I'm pretty sure there was something.
A dumpster behind a church?
There was something that obscured view from like a couple angles.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I don't know how long this is going to take. Pretty sure it's not going to take me long. So I'm trying to like do the math in my head, and so I just like cruise into the church, and I pull back there and I put it in park, and I start like busting out the Millennium Falcon scene.
Bust out the Millennium Falcon.
I just started busting.
That too. And then like we become the most paranoid ever, and instead of taking like 12 minutes like I was anticipating it, like clothes off and everything, We were stuck there for like 40 minutes because I was so paranoid. I was like, oh, I heard something. I stop and I look around and then there's just no one there. This happens probably 12 times right as everything's about to, you know, resolve itself. And I've had no shame since.
Park bathroom.
I think I remember you telling me that actually. Yeah.
Park bathroom over a toilet.
That's so sketchy. Was it a gross toilet?
It's the men's bathroom.
I'm imagining a very gross toilet. Now, okay, so does this bathroom have plumbing or is it just a hole?
Yeah, it's got plumbing.
Okay, that's better.
It's never been cleaned before. You can tell by opening the door.
The only thing that's ever cleaned that porcelain was the sweat dripping from someone's butt crack. Listener, we are now trying a 405. This is how we do.
Oh, shit.
Session sour beer with fresh watermelon. Here, go ahead. Get liquid art. Go. Oh, I thought you were about to rip.
Liquid art?
Yeah, I was about to say this is what was going to be plastered across your boxers is liquid art.
It's a Jackson Pantalunic.
This is how we do is a live culture session sour.
Give that a smell.
Conditioned to top 700 pounds of hand-processed fresh watermelons.
Give it a sniff.
Pairs well with fish tacos, ping pong.
Actually, I can believe that.
And chillin' laid back.
Give it a sniff.
Oh, man. Oh, that smells gross. Yeah,
now you see
gross.
Why it goes well with fish tacos, right?
It smells like garbage. It honestly smells like a garbage can. That blends. That's like a blend of like five different things. That smells like a literal garbage can, like a kitchen garbage. Here we go. It's the kitchen garbage.
It's a blend of five things, and all five things are somebody's asshole.
I thought I caught a whiff of your fart when I smelled it, and then I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is a can of Russ's fart.
And then I smelled
farts.
It again a couple seconds, like a little bit later after it had passed.
And it was still...
It's the same. And every time since then, it's still the same.
Yeah, yeah. So this would be best described as like leftovers thrown away for approximately a week. And then you go on a family trip from Thursday afternoon and you come back Sunday night from your trip. And all of the contents of that garbage can have been fermenting and stewing. That's what this smells like. Eric, come on. Have some self-respect. Liquid art.
You look so defeated.
Oh man, Guitar Center's not gonna want to hear about this.
Yeah. Don't tell him.
He couldn't undo a what? A mic stand? He told me he played on stage. Oh boy, this one is gonna be a commitment because remember, we have to down at least half of it with the first gulp.
Tastes better than it smells.
I'm not telling you because I want you guys to.
Chunky. This smells rough.
It really does smell.
It smells so disgusting.
All right, you ready? Clink me.
Clink me, brother. Drink me, bro. Step bro.
Don't plug your nose.
It tastes salty.
It tastes. A lot better than it smells.
A hell of a lot better.
It tastes like a sour watermelon apple.
It tastes like a weird carbonated new Gatorade flavor. Remember like the cucumber melon Gatorade that was out for a while? That kept tricking you into buying it?
Hey, wait.
Really good.
Hold on.
But I smell it when I drink it.
Stop. I have a critique. I have an idea. Hold on. And
that one was toward you. You're going to get the brunt of that one.
I love getting high off my own supply.
I'm going to take my Merck's cheese spread with me because I will enjoy that later. Not out of spite
or
retaliation.
Are there any more of those cookies in there?
I have. You can have mine.
Oh, God.
They touched the table!
Damn it.
This table's washed once!
No, I cleaned it after we left.
Don't lie.
I cleaned it before I folded it up the other day.
There's literally shit crusted on it. What do you mean you cleaned it?
That's from when I got it, though.
No, it's not. I guarantee it's not.
There's some stains on the bottom that were there when you gave it to me.
It's because that's where I nut.
Why are your nuts brown?
I'm a black man.
Yeah. Don't you know that's how it works?
Where do you think the melatonin comes from?
Because we're white.
God.
But it's also his actual nuts.
That was weak.
Yes.
And so are mine, because I shit my pants.
I should see if your cum is white now.
I'm imagining like a...
See if it changed.
Chocolate cows give
chocolate double dip. We should have your wife do art of like a ball sack.
Huh? Nothing.
We should have your wife do art of like a ball sack sideways into like a waffle cone. So it looks like a double dipped ice cream. And it just says lick this.
Your ice cream is melting.
I get it, because I'm getting old.
Because you secrete cum through your balls.
Right. Yeah, of course.
How old are you?
Undisclosed. 72 teen. Hey, you know what I'd really appreciate?
Got it.
If you didn't make that sound into the microphone.
What do you mean?
I'm kind of too late for that.
It's so fucking gross.
I've eaten like six of these.
We've had like 17 episodes that were just us masticating.
Yeah. Dip into each other. I bet you can't catch my load step, bro.
I'm just trying to fucking wash your clothes. Why do you keep doing this?
What if I did this? And I just went...
That's really good. My nips are a little hard right now.
I'm doing the fucking belt hold right now. I'm holding up my pants with one cock.
Nice.
Are you doing the waistband trick to conceal your boner?
No, I'm not concealing anything. It's all 2 inches of awesome.
2 inches of pride.
Yeah. We don't all have a gift, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been enough boner talk. For a recording session.
Dear Logan.
Dear Logan.
Dearest Logan.
Where's the worst place you've had sexual relations with a female?
My dearest Logan.
This is my worst Professor X. Hello, I'm a creepy prick.
My dearest Logan.
I have mind powers. Logan, put your claws in my bum.
Logan, two of my three legs don't work.
The middle one is sensitive.
Careful, she bites.
Oh, Logan.
Nom nom on my bow sack, you will.